Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. One of my favorite segments of the week is when we spend time with folks working with NOLA Coalition, difference makers in our community, down in the trenches, doing a lot of the hard work. You never hear about a lot of these folks, and that's what I enjoy so much is how much I learn of what is actually going on. And today's no different. We are joined by Carolina Guadalupe, creative design director for Trinity City Arts and sponsors of the Artivist Awards. And Caroline is the creative design director for the Trinity City Arts. And she's a New Orleans native, a designer artist holding a professional Bachelor of Architecture degree, and has over 25 years of experience infusing creativity, I might be a challenge for her, and functionality into projects across multiple industries. Since June of 2022, Carolina has been collaborating with Trinity City Arts as a graphic artist, educator, and administrator. We also have Jennifer and Mama Jen Turner. We're trying to hook up with Mama Jen right now. She is one of the three 2025 Artivist of the Year awardees. But in the meantime, we'll talk with Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So if you would, for the benefit of the audience, what are the Artivist Awards? And what is Artivist?
Artivist. Okay. So an artivist is an artist who uses their art along with their activism to promote change within their community. So last night, we had the honor of honoring three artivists in our community that are doing work alongside with their art. They're doing activist work alongside with their art, and their art is a form of activism. And that is what we celebrate. That is, as an organization, that's we promote social change through artivism. And we do that through a comic book that we created called Trinity City. It's an Afrofuturistic story set in New Orleans in 2078, after New Orleans has suffered a climate-induced flood. And we work with young Black artists and professionals who mentor these young artists. And they are the ones who created Trinity City Universe. They are the ones who created the three main characters that go through an adventure in this new New Orleans in the future. We use that to go into schools to form young artivist clubs, because we are hoping to inspire the next generation of artivists. And we do that every year. We do a fundraiser, and we hope to inspire our young artists who were there last night by introducing them to artivists within their communities. And so last night, as you mentioned, Mama Jen Turner, from Community Bookstore Center, and a Black literary wise person. She was one of our honorees. And then our next honoree was Monique Verdan. She is a Homa Nation citizen and an artist and a land steward. And we also celebrated Sierra Chenier, which is a young historian and storyteller from New Orleans. It was a beautiful night last night celebrating these amazing women and artists.
So last night was the Home Fest celebration?
So last night was the Artivist Awards at Beanlandia.
Oh, okay.
And then Home Fest happened preceding the weekend. Like, the Home Fest was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which just culminated last night at the Artivist Awards.
If you would, what kind of reaction do you get from the kids when you go into the schools and you present what it is that y'all do?
Thank you. That's a great question, because I'm the one who gets the privilege to go into classrooms. I'm also privileged enough to be able to have really challenging conversations with our young people. And what I've learned from these experiences is that our young people they have the desire to have these larger conversations about issues that are affecting themselves, their families, and their communities. And that's what I have the privilege of doing in classrooms, because we challenge them and we say, art is powerful. Your artivism is powerful. If you combine these two things, you can really enact change. You can influence within your own communities. And a lot of the young people that we work with in the beginning, they shy at the idea because they don't see themselves as artists. And they walk out becoming artivists. And they understand how powerful, like, they understand that if they create this image or they create this poetry, or in one case, a group of them created a skit and wrote out the whole skit and performed it. And so the idea is to understand that art and artivism in general is a powerful tool, and we want to teach you that skill so that you can use it the rest of your life. Just this summer, we had a great partnership with NOYA, the New Orleans Youth Alliance, and the one artivist that came out of the program, when he walked in, he says to me, he's like, I'm not an artist. He's like, I'm in finance. He's like, I'm going to college for finance. Like, that's what I want to do. And he walked out an artivist. He created a video. He created a slideshow. And it was beautiful to watch the transformation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I love hearing these stories, and I've had similar experiences in talking to young kids in schools, and a little bit of frustration that they fail to recognize just how unique their talent is, and whether they're going to go in finance or some other walk of life, it's always important to be as broad as one can be, right? And when you think about art and you think about music, and really I was more touched with in the context of music, it's just another way of expressing oneself, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I was listening to you recite my little bio, and I'm hearing the question, and I realize, you know, the things are all interconnected, right? Because with a degree in architecture, I find myself now more than 20 years later, this is the work I'm doing. And this is such fulfilling work. And it's just as powerful in a sense of collaboration, right? So when you do design work on a level of architecture, it's huge levels of collaboration. The same thing happens on the community level, right? We're going into classrooms, but yet we have all of these champions within school systems, within organizations like NOIA, who I mentioned earlier. And so it's a real community effort. Last night was a community effort. That celebration is acknowledging that we have artists that are doing amazing, incredible work in our communities. And we should uplift them now while they're still young and vibrant and doing the work.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. I used to tell kids in the music programs that I actually sponsored when I was sheriff is that less than 2% of the people in the world can actually play an instrument, and less than 1% of them can play an instrument and actually walk with that instrument. I said, when you look at things in that context, and I'm sure that there are similar numbers as it relates to artists, you know, when you look at it in that context, if you think about it for a moment, I mean, not to be humble, but you are incredibly special. I mean, you are blessed with a talent that other people like myself envy. And that's why I made the little joke about you infusing creativity into me. It would be really difficult for anyone to do so. But the fact of the matter is that it's just amazing that we don't. And I don't know why. I just can't figure out why it is. Maybe our teachers or our experiences that we're not setting aside enough time to let children know just how special they truly are.
I agree with that. You know, as an organization, when we go into the classroom, we tell our students that we're going to teach them how to do narrative change. And the example that we give them for the narrative change work that we as an organization are doing is the comic book. So what we say is, like, you've heard this saying, it's an awful, in our opinion, awful negative saying that children should only be seen and not heard, right? We challenge that saying. We don't believe in that. We want to change that narrative. We believe that children must be seen and heard. And the way that we do that is that we've empowered young children to create this comic. We've empowered them to illustrate it. We've empowered them to create the characters, to infuse the issues that they are dealing with. And that, for us, is flipping the narrative, because now we have this incredible, beautiful product that we share in our community to young people that challenges that notion that absolutely children should be seen and heard. They are precious and they have amazing ideas, and we should be encouraging them to think of the future, to begin coming up with ways to live in a world where New Orleans is underwater. Like, we know that's our future. This is powerful work. Like, I really get excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what can the community look forward to relative to your organization, Trinity City Arts, coming up in 2026?
Well, first things first, we are in the works of finishing issue 2. So we have issue 1 is currently available. You can go to our website, trinitycitycomics.org, and you can download the comic book for free right now as we're on the phone. And then over the summer, we worked with 3 young illustrators that we've encountered through all of our workings, and they were hired to illustrate issue two, and we're in the middle of finishing that. And so hopefully at the beginning of the year, that's what we're going to be celebrating, so look out for that. You can follow us on all the socials at Trinity City Arts. And we also have a coloring book. We had one of our young artists, Relina, got a grant from the city, and she hired other young artists that are working within our program still, and they created a coloring book called Water, Wonderful World. And it's a coloring book for, you know, younger children, but it's created, all illustrated, all designed by our young artivists. And that's also available for a free download on our website as well. And I highly recommend educators to look at these documents and download them and see if you could use them in your classroom, because that's really what we created, is tools for parents and for educators to use.
And I love that you use the medium of a comic book, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so connected to childhood. And for many of us, we think comic books are dead, but they're not.
Not at all. It's gotten such a great, like, I don't think we realized how powerful of a tool we were creating when we were in the middle of creating it. And it isn't until now that we have it in physical form that the organization really has boomed in a way that I don't think we could have imagined. So we're really grateful to all the artists who are part of creating Trinity City Universe. And we're hoping to be able to at least create 4 issues. We would like it to continue, but that's our immediate goal. So if anyone, you know, last night was our fundraiser and we had a great time and we did raise lots of funds, but we're always looking for people to invest in our work and invest in our young people.
And if they would like to do so, where would they go?
Our website, trinitycitycomics.org. And you can also just go to any of our social media accounts on Instagram, X, and Facebook. It's Trinity City Arts.
Carolina Guadalupe, Creative Design Director for Trinity City Arts, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Keep up the great work. All right, folks, we will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We have some free time in the back half of this hour. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout. We can talk about any issue that's on your mind. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.